Chapter 10, The Little Time of Trouble.
A Time of Trouble Before Probation Closes. On page 33 of early writings is given the following. At the commencement of the time of trouble, we were filled with the Holy Ghost as we went forth and proclaimed the Sabbath more fully. This view was given in 1847 when there were but very few of the Advent Brethren observing the Sabbath, and of these but few supposed that its observance was of sufficient importance to draw a line between the people of God and unbelievers. Now the fulfillment of that view is beginning to be seen. The commencement of that time of trouble, here mentioned, does not refer to the time when the plague shall begin to be poured out, but to a short period just before they are poured out, while Christ is in the sanctuary. At that time, when the work of salvation is closing, trouble will be coming on the earth, and the nations will be angry, yet held in check, so as not to prevent the work of the third angel. Early Writings, pages 85 and 86, 1854. The End of Religious Liberty in the United States. The law of God, through the agency of Satan, is to be made void. In our land of boasted freedom and religious liberty, will come to an end. The contest will be decided over the Sabbath question, which will agitate the whole world. Evangelism, page 236, 1875. A great crisis awaits the people of God. Very soon our nation will attempt to enforce upon all the observance of the first day of the week as a sacred day. In doing this, they will not scruple to compel men against the voice of their own conscience to observe the day the nation declares to be the Sabbath. Review and Herald, Extra, December 11, 1888. Seventh-day Adventists will fight the battle over the seventh-day Sabbath. The authorities in the United States and in other countries will rise up in their pride and power and make laws to restrict religious liberty. Manuscript number 78, 1897. The Protestants of the United States will be foremost in stretching their hands across the gulf to grasp the hand of spiritualism. They will reach over the abyss to clasp hands with the Roman power, and under the influence of this threefold union, this country will follow in the steps of Rome and trampling on the rights of conscience. Great Controversy, page 588, 1911. Church and state oppose God's people. All who will not bow to the decree of the national councils and obey the national laws to exalt the Sabbath instituted by the man of sin to the disregard of God's holy day will feel not the oppressive power of popery alone, but of the Protestant world, the image of the beast. Selected Messages, Book 2, page 380, 1886. Those religious bodies who refuse to hear God's messages of warning will be under strong deception and will unite with the civil power to persecute the saints. The Protestant churches will unite with the papal power in persecuting the commandment-keeping people of God. This lamb-like power unites with the dragon in making war upon those who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Manuscript Release number 14, page 162, 1899. The Church appeals to the strong arm of civil power, and in this work, Papists and Protestants unite. Great Controversy, page 607, 1911. Before the courts, those who live during the last days of this earth's history will know what it means to be persecuted for the truth's sake. In the courts, injustice will prevail. The judges will refuse to listen to the reasons of those who are loyal to the commandments of God because they know the arguments in favor of the fourth commandment are unanswerable. They will say, "We have a law, and by our law we ought to die." God's law is nothing to them. Our law with them is supreme. Those who respect this human law will be favored, but those who will not bow to the idol Sabbath have no favors shown them. Signs of the Times, May 26, 1898. In cases where we are brought before the courts, we are to give up our rights unless it brings us in collision with God. It is not our rights we are pleading for, but God's right to our service. Manuscript Release Number 5, page 69, 1895. Adventist will be treated with contempt. The same masterful mind that plotted against the faithful in ages past is still seeking to rid the earth of those who fear God and obey His law. Wealth, genius, education will combine to cover them with contempt. Persecuting rulers, ministers, and church members will conspire against them. With voice and pen, by boast, threats, and ridicule, they will seek to overthrow their faith. Testimonies to the Church, Volume 5, page 450, 1885. There will come a time when, because of our advocacy of Bible truth, we shall be treated as traitors. Testimonies to the Church, Volume 6, page 394, 1900. Those who honor the Bible Sabbath will be denounced as enemies of law and order, as breaking down the moral restraints of society, causing anarchy and corruption, and calling down the judgments of God upon the earth. Their conscientious scruples will be pronounced obstinacy, stubbornness, and contempt of authority. They will be accused of disaffection toward the government. Great Controversy, page 592, 1911. All who in that evil day would fearlessly serve God according to the dictates of conscience will need courage, firmness, and a knowledge of God and His Word, for those who are true to God will be persecuted, their motives will be impugned, their best efforts misinterpreted, and their names cast out as evil. Acts of the Apostles, page 431 and 432, 1911. All kinds of persecution. The persecution of Protestants by Romanism, by which the religion of Jesus Christ was almost annihilated, will be more than rivaled when Protestantism and Popery are combined. Selected Messages, Book 3, page 387, 1889. Satan has 1,000 masked batteries, which will be open upon the loyal, commandment-keeping people of God to compel them to violate conscience. Letter Number 30A, 1892. We need not be surprised at anything that may take place now. We need not marvel at any developments of horror. Those who trample upon their unholy feet the law of God have the same spirit as had the man who insulted and betrayed Jesus. Without any compunctions of conscience, they will do the deeds of their father, the devil. Selected Messages, Book 3, page 416, 1897. Let those who desire to be refreshed in mind and instructed in the truth study the history of the early church during and immediately following the day of Pentecost. Study carefully in the book of Acts the experiences of Paul and the apostles, for God's people in our day must pass through similar experiences. The Paulson Collection, page 118, 1907. Every earthly support will be cut off. Hoarded wealth will soon be worthless. When the decree shall go forth that none shall buy or sell except they have the mark of the beast, very much means will be of no avail. God calls for us now to do all in our power to send forth a warning to the world. Review and Herald, March 21, 1878. The time is coming when we cannot sell at any price. The decree will soon go forth prohibiting men to buy or sell of any man save him that hath the mark of the beast. We came near having this realized in California a short time since, but this was only the threatening of the blowing of the four winds. As they are held by the four angels, we are not just ready. There is a work yet to be done, and then the angels will be bidden to let go, that the four winds may blow upon the earth. Testimonies to the Church, Volume 5, page 152, 1882. In the last great conflict in the controversy with Satan, those who are loyal to God will see every earthly support cut off. Because they refuse to break His law in obedience to earthly powers, they will be forbidden to buy or sell. Desire of Ages, pages 121 and 122, 1898. Satan says, for fear of wanting food and clothing, they will join with the world in transgressing God's law. The earth will be wholly under my dominion. Prophets and Kings, pages 183 and 184, 1914. Some are imprisoned for their faith. Some will be imprisoned because they refuse to desecrate the Sabbath of the Lord. The Paulson Collection, page 118, 1907. As the defenders of truth refuse to honor the Sunday Sabbath, some of them will be thrust into prison. Some will be exiled. Some will be treated as slaves. To human wisdom, all this now seems impossible. But as the restraining spirit of God shall be withdrawn from men, and they shall be under the control of Satan, who hates the divine precepts, there will be strange developments. The heart can be very cruel when God's fear and love are removed. Great Controversy, page 608, 1911. If we are called to suffer for Christ's sake, we shall be able to go to prison trusting in Him as a little child trusts in his parents. Now is the time to cultivate faith in God. Our High Calling, page 357, 1892. Many will be put to death. The best thing for us is to come into close connection with God, and if He would have us be martyrs for the truth's sake, it may be the means of bringing many more into the truth. Selected Messages, Book 3, page 420, 1886. Many will be imprisoned. Many will flee for their lives from cities and towns, and many will be martyrs for Christ's sake in standing in defense of the truth. Selected Messages, Book 3, page 397, 1889. There is a prospect before us of a continued struggle at the risk of imprisonment, loss of property, and even of life itself to defend the law of God. Testimonies to the Church, Volume 5, page 712, 1889. Men will be required to render obedience to human edicts in violation of the divine law. Those who are true to God will be menaced, denounced, proscribed. They will be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, even unto death. Prophets and Kings, page 588, 1914. We are not to have the courage and fortitude of martyrs of old until brought into the position they were in. Should there be a return of persecution, there would be grace given to arouse every energy of the soul to show a true heroism. Our High Calling, page 125, 1889. The disciples were not endowed with the courage and fortitude of the martyrs until such grace was needed. Desire of Ages, page 354, 1898. How to stand firm under persecution. We shall find that we may let loose of all hands except the hand of Jesus Christ. Friends will prove treacherous and will betray us. Relatives deceived by the enemy will think they do God service in opposing us and putting forth the utmost efforts to bring us into hard places, hoping we will deny our faith. But we may trust our hand in the hand of Christ amid darkness and peril. Maranatha, page 197, 1889. The only way in which men will be able to stand firm in the conflict is to be rooted and grounded in Christ. They must receive the truth as it is in Jesus. And it is only as the truth is presented thus that it can meet the wants of the soul. The preaching of Christ crucified, Christ our righteousness, is what satisfies the soul's hunger. When we secure the interest of the people in this great central truth, faith and hope and courage come to the heart. General Conference, Daily Bulletin, January 28, 1893. Many, because of their faith, will be cut off from house and heritage here. But if they will give their hearts to Christ, receiving the message of His grace, and resting upon their substitute and surety, even the Son of God, they may still be filled with joy. Signs of the Times, June 2, 1898. Persecution scatters God's people. As enmity is aroused in various places against those who observe the Sabbath of the Lord, it may become necessary for God's people to move from those places to places where they will not be so bitterly opposed. God does not require His children to remain where, by the course of wicked men, their influence is made of no effect and their lives endangered. When liberty and life are imperiled, it is not merely our privilege, it is our positive duty to go to places where the people are willing to hear the word of life and where the opportunities for preaching the word will be more favorable. Manuscript number 26, 1904. The time is soon coming when God's people, because of persecution, will be scattered in many countries. Those who have received an all-around education will have the advantage where they are. Manuscript release number 5, page 280, 1908. Persecution leads to unity among God's people. When the storm of persecution really breaks upon us, the true sheep will hear the true shepherd's voice. Self-denying efforts will be put forth to save the lost, and many who have strayed from the fold will come back to follow the great shepherd. The people of God will draw together and present to the enemy a united front. In view of the common peril, strife for supremacy will cease. There will be no disputing as to who shall be accounted greatest. Testimonies to the Church, Volume 6, page 401, 1900. A crisis makes God's interference more marked. From time to time, the Lord has made known His manner of working. He is mindful of what is passing upon the earth. And when a crisis has come, he has revealed himself and has interposed to hinder the working of Satan's plans. He has often permitted matters with nations, with families, and with individuals to come to a crisis that his interference might be marked. Then he has let the fact be known that there was a God in Israel who would sustain and vindicate his people. When the defiance of the law of Jehovah shall be almost universal, when his people shall be pressed in affliction by their fellow men, God will interpose. The fervent prayers of his people will be answered, for he loves to have his people seek him with all their heart and depend upon him as their deliverer. Review and Herald, June 15, 1897. For a time, the oppressors will be permitted to triumph over those who know God's holy commandments. To the last, God permits Satan to reveal his character as a liar, as an accuser, and a murderer. Thus, the final triumph of his people is made more marked, more glorious, more full and complete. Selected Messages, Book 3, page 414, 1904. Affliction purifies God's people. Soon there is to be trouble all over the world. It becomes everyone to seek to know God. We have no time to delay. God's love for his church is infinite. His care over his heritage is unceasing. He suffers no affliction to come upon the church, but such as is essential for her purification, her present and eternal good. He will purify his church even as he purified the temple at the beginning and close of his ministry on earth. All that he brings upon the church in test and trial comes that his people may gain deeper piety and more strength to carry the triumphs of the cross to all parts of the world. Testimonies to the Church, Volume 9, page 228, 1909. Afflictions, crosses, temptations, adversity, and our varied trials are God's workmen to refine us, sanctify us, and fit us for the heavenly garner. Testimonies to the Church, Volume 3, page 115, 1872.